Rebuilding season over at Grundy R5 with first-year head coach Chelsea Jones. They played Gilman City to the Lady Panthers over at Districts last Tuesday. Ended up losing to a pretty good young Lady Hawks team in the opening round at 13-3. Talk about the future of the program, those that are graduating and those things as we wrap up the season here with Coach Jones. Coach, not the season that you wanted. Did you kind of have the notion coming in that it would be a little bit of rebuilding year with Grundy when you took the job?
Yeah, I knew that coming into the season.
What were the things that, especially with a team that didn't have a ton of experience coming back, what were the things that you really concentrated on with the girls this year at getting better at?
A lot of it was kind of the fundamentals, working on knowledge of the game, knowing different situations, just different things that they hadn't seen yet being such a young team.
I'd say their competitiveness level, I guess you look at that when you know it's tough to get in the win column, so you look and see, okay, how competitive are the girls? And I'd say since about October the 1st, that's risen quite a bit. Have you kind of saw the same thing that over the last 2.5 weeks of the season that the girls took a pretty good step forward?
Yeah, I wish we would have had another week or two left in the season because I think they could have really come around and finally got that win they wanted.
Was the, I kind of look up and down here at the schedule. Was the most solid performance that you had, was it that 6-4 game against Gilman City at the HDC tournament, Coach? Did you feel like that's the best that you saw out of the girls this year?
Yeah, it definitely was the best game we played all year, and that gave us a lot of motivation going into districts last week.
You played well against Gilman City on the 3rd, then you saw them again 10 days later last week in districts, and they're a pretty good team. How much did that kind of work against you that you couldn't kind of sneak up on Gilman, that they knew that they had to take you pretty seriously, and obviously they did?
I think the hardest part about that game last week was they hit the ball really good against us, and that comes from, you know, playing us 4 different times this year and hitting off the same pitcher every game. They really had the timing down and were able to get some good hits and make some plays happen that we just never could get figured out on our side of things.
I guess looking at it from your perspective, and you're absolutely right, you know, I see that all the time, you know, second time, third time through the order, even a game, you see the hitters kind of figuring out a pitch a little bit. What are the things that, you know, adjustment-wise, you know, obviously it's not going to be a thing that the girls are going to learn this year, but whether it's the offseason or next year, what are good things that that your girls can learn as far as adjusting to somebody and making those in-game improvements in as you look at 2021?
I think just, you know, that experience, like you said, this year, it was a learning year for a lot of them. They had never had some of these different things, and I think now they're all excited about next year, and really, day after our last game, I had some girls coming to me talking strategies for off-season and next year, and I think it's just a lot of different things like that.
So that's a good sign, because when you do have a rebuilding year, so often it's, we couldn't figure it out and this and that. And to me, the fact that you have girls coming to you immediately after the season ends to say, we're excited about next year, here's what I think we can do over the off season, that tells me that the girls see light at the end of the tunnel, and that's a great sign.
Yeah, it definitely is.
What's the most important thing? Obviously, you do the most tutelage and teaching and those things in the fall when you're in season, but what's the most important thing that the girls can do in the off season to have the best season that they can here in 12 months?
After our last game last week, I told all of the underclassmen who were coming back next year that I really wanted them to focus on one thing they noticed they struggled with this year, and to come tell me what that is sometime during the off season, and we were going to work individually on their own position, their own batting, whatever it might be that they thought they were struggling with.
It's a cooperative over there at Grundy. Obviously, you have some Newtown Harris girls there as well. How much, as you look at building the program back up, how much are the numbers that you get from Newtown Harris into the Grundy system, Coach? How much is that a benefit moving forward?
This year we had 3. Next year we've got 2 that I know of. I'm not real familiar with what they've got in their 8th grade class. I know there's a couple of girls up there, but I'm not sure if softball's their sport or not. So I'm excited, hope to see a few of them come out and get those numbers up.
How much in the way of graduation losses? I know Grundy was hit pretty hard by graduation losses last year. Are there a few this year that are going to be hard to replace, Coach, as far as trying to figure out spots and positions for next year?
Yeah, we've got 5 different girls graduating this year, and some of them play in really key positions, and it's going to definitely be tough to replace them next year.
So one of them is your number one pitcher, right?
Yes.
Yeah. How does it look for next year as far as developing a pitcher, or do you have one that you feel like has, you know, separated herself from the rest of the competition there as being probably your number one in 2021?
I got a couple of young girls who are both planning to work in the off season and, you know, be game ready by next summer. I got one who I know is going to spend a lot of time working in the off season. She's already actually started with it. And then another one who's going to be coming up from this eighth grade group who would like to, you know, try and throw a few games here and there as well.
So if you just look at next year, Coach, in what ways, when you look at what you have coming back and the pieces, you know, either whether it be from the Galt system or from Newtown Harris, what kind of gives you a little bit of confidence that the girls are going to make that run in a good direction here by the time you get to August of next year? As you look at it, where are the positives of the group coming back?
I think as a player, you develop a lot between your freshman and sophomore year, and having such a big freshman class this year, I think that's going to be really beneficial for us next year. They've seen a lot of different things this year that they had never seen before, got some of that knowledge, and they're all really willing to learn. Okay, I should have done this instead, and I think a lot of that's going to help us out next year.
How much is, I know it's quite a bunch, but I was talking with Coach Powell up at Princeton about this football-wise, how there's a big difference between hoping you can do something or believing that you can do something, and that just self-confidence that I think you get from a freshman to a sophomore, that really pays dividends, does it not?
Oh, yeah, that is always a big factor in sports, no matter what sport it is you're playing.
Yeah, confidence is everything, no question. Gilman City got the better of Grundy. 13-3 was the final score in districts last week. What do you have coming up in the winter months, Chelsea? Are you going to be an assistant coach in any of the sports over there, or just kind of doing the teaching thing?
I think this year I'm just going to help out with just teaching and just go from there.
Just, you know, one step at a time. We appreciate your time through the fall. Congrats on getting through your first year. Certainly not what anybody expected with COVID around, but congrats on getting through the year, and we'll talk to you again next year.
Thank you.